This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A scary moment for passengers and crew on a Frontier Airlines flight late last night. The plane bound for L.A. hit a pedestrian on the runway at DIA during takeoff.
Tower Frontier 4345, we're stopping on the runway. We just hit somebody. We have an engine fire.
Frontier Airlines stated that smoke was reported in the cabin, leading pilots to abort takeoff. Passengers were evacuated via slides and taken to the terminal. The Airbus A321 carried 224 passengers and 7 crew members, according to the airline. The National Transportation Safety Board has been notified, and the runway will stay closed during the investigation. On Thursday, Colorado became the latest state to support plug-in solar. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Unlike traditional rooftop systems, the panels plug right into an outlet. Electricity then feeds into your home and cuts energy bills. It's also an option for condo and apartment dwellers to benefit from solar. Governor Jared Polis signed a law that allows anyone to install the systems if their kits meet certain safety standards.
Utilities shouldn't create barriers for people who want to produce their own energy, big or small, as long as it's done safely.
Utah and Maine have similar laws. More than 30 other states now have active legislation to support plug-in solar. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
If you're looking to shake up your lunch routine, Civic Center Eats is back in downtown Denver. Starting May 13th, you can head to Bannock Street and Civic Center Park every Wednesday and Thursday for a rotating lineup of more than a dozen food trucks. This is CPR News in KRCC.